The campaign for Charles DeJoux declined HPR's invitation for a fact check on issues in the race for Honolulu mayor. One of those issues was raised by former Congressman DeJoux, who criticizes as unethical the acceptance by Mayor Kirk Caldwell of more than $200,000 a year in compensation for serving on the board for Territorial Savings and Loan. Caldwell for Mayor campaign chair Lex Smith says board compensation is recommended by a consultant and voted on by the bank's trustees. He says Caldwell has been on the board since 2007 before he first ran for mayor in 2010.
The mayor's director's fees are about $50,000 a year. The mayor received a stock grant from the company in 2010. 1/6 of the grant vested each year from 2011 through 2016. When it vested, the mayor disclosed on his financial report the value of that stock as additional income. So it looks like he was making $200,000 a year. But that was only for those years, 2011 through 2016. That income is only on paper. We expect that next year's disclosure will be back in that range of $45,000 to $50,000.
DeJoux, then Honolulu City Council Executive Matters Committee Chair in 2010, also reviewed Caldwell's territorial bank compensation and confirmed Caldwell as acting mayor. Another issue raised in the campaign, did former Congressman DeJoux vote against the 2010 House of Representatives Bill 847, the 9/11 Health and Compensation Act? DeJoux did not answer the question during a Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii mayoral forum on September 29th, but responded this way during the Unite Here Local 5 forum a day earlier. The union's community and political organizer, Cade Watanabe, asked the question on behalf of a Local 5 member.
Mr. DeJoux, in the media, they're saying you voted no for medical coverage for first responders. Is it true or false?
False. Absolutely 100% false.
But the congressional record dated September 29, 2010, shows DeJoux was one of 155 House Republicans who voted no on the measure. DeJoux maintains it was a cost issue.
There wasn't a single member of Congress, not one, who opposed giving medical care to the 9/11 first responders. The difference was not should we give them care. The difference was how should we pay for it.
The Caldwell campaign says the 9/11 bill included revenue to pay for it and was therefore, using congressional terms, debt neutral. On December 2, 2010, DeJoux was one of 168 members who did not show up to cast a vote for final passage of the bill, which was approved and signed into law in January 2011. As a possible consequence, Caldwell campaign chair Smith says DeJoux has canceled a televised debate, citing a scheduling conflict.
We were a little surprised that he backed out after agreeing to them. I don't know if that's a matter of not being able to manage his own schedule, and one would wonder why somebody thinks they're capable of running the city when they can't even run their own schedule.
In future reports, fact checks on rail transit funding and military versus public service. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.